أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن قوم موسى أمة يهدون بالحق وبه يعدلون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 159 of Surah Al-A'raf. If we recall, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was speaking about the Bani Israel. Allah ta'ala spoke about the 70 people that Musa alayhi salatu wa salam had chosen because they wanted to hear those tablets, that scriptures was definitely from Allah Rabbul Izzat. They wanted to hear Allah ta'ala say so. Allah ta'ala made them hear, then they wanted to see Allah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala caused death upon all of them. And then he made dua to Allah, and Allah ta'ala had made it clear that insofar as the rahmah of Allah ta'ala is concerned, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has kept it prescribed for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Allah ta'ala commanded our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make the declaration, Inni Rasulullahi ilaykum jami'a, ya ayyuhan nas, O people, certainly I am the Rasul of Allah ta'ala to all of you without any exception. Now Allah ta'ala comes back to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam. And this is again the justice of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And this is the beauty of the Quran, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنْ قَوْمِ مُوسَىٰ أُمَّةِ, that amongst, from the people of Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam is a group of people, يَهْدُونَ بِي, that they are guided by the truth, بِالْحَقِّ وَبِهِ يَعْدِلُونَ, and together with that, they remain just according to the wahi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It is not that every one of the people of Musa alayhi salam, or for that matter, every one of the Bani Israel were unjust, or for that matter, they had broken the commandments of Allah. There was a group of them that remained very firm. They had brought iman in Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. وَمِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ أُمَّةٌ قَائِمَةٌ يَتْلُونَ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ وَهُمْ يَسْجُدُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that from the Ahli Kitab, there was a group of people that they remained ummatun qa'imah, they remained firm on the teachings of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. They brought iman in Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, and they continued to read the Kitab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and they were firm on whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed. وَإِذَا يُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِهِ إِنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا مِنْ قَبْلِهِ مُسْلِمِينَ. Then came our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They brought iman in Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They brought iman in this Quran Sharif. And then of course they also remained firm. And they say that we brought iman in this from before. In other words, whatever the hukam, whatever the command of Allah ta'ala was, whether it was Torah, whether it was Injil, whether it was Quran, they had abided by all the wahi of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it very clear that whilst there were those that wavered, there were those that created difficulties for Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, there were those who changed the kitab of Allah ta'ala, they changed the meaning, they changed the words, etc. But Allah ta'ala says, وَمِنْ قَوْمِ مُوسَىٰ أُمَّةٌ يَهْدُونَ بِالْحَقِّ, that there is a group from the people of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam who was guided, who took the guidance of the truth, the wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَبِهِ يَعْدِلُونَ, and they remain just according to the truth that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had revealed upon them. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.